Good morning and welcome to a short FTS bet slip for Friday the 17th of May. Yesterday I think the horse placed and the trade went well. I didn't do the trade myself. I was dealing with the boy, but I think that looked to have traded okay. In the golf, I did tweet last night. I have taken my liability off Kupka. I've did it at 2.7. He's 2.82 delay now, so I still recommend you can do that. But it's only my stake for Kupka, so I had 145 on him at 12.5. So I've taken the 145 off. A couple of others have started okay. Woodland, a bit disappointed on the back nine. Finau's there. Jason Day had a half decent round. Obviously, Kupka could run away and win it today, but I think we'll know more after tonight. And there's that it'll pretty much be the ones that are up there tonight will be the ones in the mix. It is a bit of a front runner's course, so people aren't going to be coming from six, seven back in this tournament. And I think the prices reflect that. But hopefully, Woodland, Finau, Day can keep going and be able to green up. And if Kupka grip goes low, at least then I can remove some of the other liabilities on him anyway and still leave a profit. So all I've done at the minute is remove Kupka, the 145, which can currently be done at 2.82. I've got the seminar in London today. Any place horses I will post via Twitter. I've just got one small football trade for you, which is Metz versus Brest in France League 2 at 7:45, over 1.5 after 20 minutes. So if 0-0 on 20 minutes, back in the over 1.5 goals, sort of 20 minutes through to 35 minutes, and then remove your liability on unders if a goal goes in. I did like Auxerre Valenciennes for an over 3.5 lay to back, but the price hadn't really settled and it looked like it might be a little bit high. But just keep an eye on that one again in French League 2 if you can. If you can get around three on that, the Auxerre Valenciennes over 3.5 to lay, then by all means, I wouldn't put you off that laying it and then backing it in play. It was 3.1, 3.25, I think, when I looked. If 3.25 would be the absolute on the brink maximum, I'd like to lay it under that if I could, but obviously the price is going to move against us as soon as the game kicks off, on a layer's point of view. So one I'll probably just put a line through, but if you're about, you can keep an eye on it. But Metz versus Brest over 1.5 goals, on my numbers is got a bit of value in it, so we'll just give it 20 minutes. If there's no goal, then we'll get involved then. Obviously, coming to the end of the season, I've got no mentions for the weekend as of yet. When I've looked at all my sort of ultimate and Poisson sheets and things later, there may be something tomorrow, and I'll put that in. I'll do a podcast tomorrow morning early and put that in. And there probably won't be a podcast Sunday. I've got to take the boy back to Cambridge. His exams resume next week, so if I can do one, I will. But it's looking unlikely for Sunday, so I'll be back in the morning, and any place horses will be on the Twitter feed after 11 o'clock. And any golf moves that I make, I will look at tonight and I'll let you know. But obviously, that depends how people play through the day today. Have a lovely Friday, and I'll speak to you again in the morning.